thorough and scandalous coverage of certain national celebrities. It became Charles's job, for as he was new in the office and had no seniority, his bosses would let him choose his own stories to cover local election campaigns, an occupation for which Charles would eventually garner a hefty amount of disdain. Charles was never a fan of politics, being that politics, much like gambling, which Charles ironically enjoyed, was a constant game of chance, in which a man could veritably lose everything with one wrong move or statement. It was, however, even more ironically, his time at the Morning Chronicle, which would give him his inspiration for his first book, the title of which was The Pickwick Papers, a novel which centred around one Mr. Pickwick and his founding of a self-named club and their subsequent papers. There is, of course, more to the novel than that, as there is always more to a novel than what the author originally lets be known, but one cannot divulge all of the information on a given subject. On occasion, the reader, being a man, for this is most likely the case, of intelligence and sound-minded body, must search for the answers to his inquiries on his own terms, as opposed to having his answers fed to him like so much porridge. More developed work, for stylistic development is the ultimate goal of any writer, was soon to follow, including such momentous works, for that is what they are to be referred to by the elite of literature, as A Christmas Carol and David Copperfield. He was a very consistent writer and published many more books than his contemporaries, some of whom would only publish two or three books in a lifetime, being that they suffered from extreme writer's block, a condition that Dickens, thankfully, never had to endure. Dickens continued to write throughout his life, and was only stopped by his inevitable death at the age of 58, which is an unfortunately young age for one to die, as death is indubitably final. His writing did slow, however, in the years before his death, as is the case with many authors, because he became more focused on his stylistic development and less on publishing a large volume of work, which his earlier writers could certainly be characterized as. It is rumored by some of his detractors that Dickens was paid a penny for each word that he wrote, which caused his prose to be so long and lugubrious, for that is what they describe his writing as. But that is, of course, preposterous, due to the fact that Dickens died without a single penny to his name, which, in addition to being sad, is considerably ironic, given the charges levelled at him. Personal life. Unlike many of his contemporaries, Dickens was only married once, a practice which was considered honourable, if somewhat naive by the gentry of the time, to a woman called Catherine Hogarth, which is a rather silly name, but he loved her nonetheless. It seems that Dickens had inherited his parents' faithful promiscuity, for he and Catherine would have 10 children, 8 of whom outlived him. In today's time, such a practice would be considered irresponsible parenting, but seeing as the world population is exploding at such an alarming rate, save for in some of the more sophisticated realms, such as those of the Germans and the Dutch, where the population is actually decreasing, having more than 2 children would certainly only exacerbate the problem. And many Dickens scholars suggest that it was his wife who, as per her natural predisposition towards child-rearing, forced him to conceive 10 children. It is asserted by certain Dickens scholars that the source of his carnal attraction for such as more sophisticated term than hot, which scholars will not sink to the level of using, is perhaps his beard, which his detractors have had the gall to refer to as freaky, for such is the term that ignorant people use to describe things which they do not understand. However, his supporters have consistently stated that Dickens' facial hair, while an acquired taste to be sure, is the furthest from freaky that one could get. They also suggest that Virginia's wolf nose could potentially be referred to as freaky, but they do not desire to go around town making cheap jabs at people's appearances in a vain attempt to somehow detract from their ability to write. A list of Charles Dickens' published work includes The Bible, written between 1834 and 35, The Pickwick Papers, written between 36 and 37, Jamie Oliver, written between 37 and 39, The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby, from 38 to 39, The Old Pawn Shop, from 1840 to 1841, Barnaby Rudge and the Prisoner of Azkaban, 1841, and the Christmas books from 1843 to 1848, which include A Christmas Carol, The Chimes, The Cricket on the Hearth, Battle of Life, and The Haunted Man. To continue with the list of non-Christmas related books, for it is indeed that Christmas related books have taken up the last 5 books that have been mentioned by this recording. He wrote Martin Chuzzlewit between 1843 and 1844, Dombey and Son Go to Town in 1846 to 48, David Copperfield between 1849 and 1850, Bleak House between 1842 and 53, Hard Times in 1854, Little Dorrit from 1855 to 1857, A Tale of Two Cities from in 1859, Great Expectations from 1860 to 1861, Our Mutual Friend from 1864 to 1865, The Mystery of Edwin Drood or The Never-Ending Story, 1870, and One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish from 1900 to 1912. Suggested articles that you should see, because it is good for a man, if that be the case, for a woman, if that be the case also, to expand one's mind along the lines of similar articles, include Virginia Woolf, Great Expectations, A Christmas Carol, David Copperfield, Great Britain, and London.